The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter. In this Gospel lesson, Jesus speaks of truth and freedom as spiritual realities known through his word. He reveals the truth that sets people free from sin. And so we read from verse 31. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "Lord, we are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. We'll now hear, ask that the children come forward for the children's sermon.
I need your help this morning, so we're going to gather around this table. Let's wait till everyone gets here. If you were listening to Pastor Ron this morning, he told us that this is a week of celebration for us in the Lutheran Church. Notice that the altar is in red.
We just opened a bulletin last night.
You did? We're going to open one right now. This is a week when we're celebrating today, Reformation Sunday. And Saturday night, we call it Halloween. It's actually the eve before All Saints Day in our church. If you guys are going to do a pumpkin, I have for you this morning something we did last year, but it's worth repeating. This is called the pumpkin prayer. And we're going to start by one of you taking off the top of the pumpkin. Marley, you want to take it off? As we take the top of the pumpkin off, we pray, "Open my mind. As scripture says, set your mind on things above." Next, and I do have some white peas. Next, will one of you take out the inside? I have a wiping. Okay, we take out the inside. And as we pray, we take this out and we say, "If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive our sin." So we take out the yuck. We take out our sins. Next, we want to take out the eye. Okay, Lane. Can you push? Let's go from the inside. Uh-oh. Our eyes don't want to pop out. You don't want
to. I'll try.
Well, we're pushing hard.
I think I got this one.
You got it?
There. I got it.
Okay. So, with our eyes cut, we pray, "Open our eyes so that we may see that the Lord is good." All right. Now we want to take out the nose. Okay, take out the nose.
Okay.
Oh,
this is hard.
It is hard.
What's wrong with all these pieces?
good. All right.
What is it? Here it is.
All right. We took out the nose and we pray. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to smell the good earth that he has given us. Next, we want to take out the mouth. It must have swelled overnight. Push hard, guys. It will come out. Well, oh.
Why can't we just get a knife and just cut it in?
Because I didn't bring a knife. Well, we are working hard at this.
Here it comes.
Is it coming? Okay. All right, we've carved the mouth. And as we take out the mouth, we want to pray. Open my mouth so that I can declare the words of the Lord. All right, next, did it fall on the board? We want to place in our candle. Good. All right, as we put the candle inside, we want to be reminded that Jesus said he was the light of the world and that we should let our light shine before men.
Now we just put the top back on.
Should we?
Yes.
Do you think it's going to stay lit?
Yes.
All right. All right. So this is our pumpkin prayer, that we be like Jesus and let the light shine. Now, because I said that this is a week of celebration, our children's music ministry has a special celebration song. And the rest of you, if you don't mind, you can go back to your parents. And I hope it stays lit. Okay? Children's ministry, stand right here. I don't think you know the song. We're singing this song. Okay, are you going to sing with us?
Thank you.
Amen. Let us celebrate Jesus all over town. Thank you, children. Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Today we heard a reading from the Gospel in the 8th chapter of John. And this reading, chapter 8, verse 31 through 36, is one that is traditionally used every year on Reformation Sunday. But if you were to read further to the next chapter, to the 9th chapter of John, one of the stories that you would hear about in that chapter was how Jesus healed a man who was born blind from birth. Now, I think Jesus used this miracle to help teach his blind disciples about faith and what it means to glorify God. You see, these disciples had been following Jesus now for some time, and they still didn't get it. They still didn't quite understand what Jesus was all about. So it was no wonder that the Pharisees and the religious people and all of the other people who came to hear Jesus didn't fully understand what he was talking about and what he had to say to them. They had seen all of his miracles, they had seen all of his healings, they had heard all of his teachings, but they still didn't quite understand what it was all about. So, when Jesus gathered his disciples together and they were in the same area where this blind man was healed, Jesus had heard that the Pharisees had driven this man out of the synagogue. It would be like one of you coming here this morning with a miracle story, and we thought that you were so nuts, so over the hill that you can't worship with us. You're out of here. Well, when Jesus heard about that, he went and he found the blind man and he said to him, "Now, do you believe in the Son of Man?" And the man answered, "And who is he, sir? Tell me so that I may believe in him." Well, Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking to you is he." And just automatically, without any thought, this man, who now had his heart filled with joy, replied, "Lord, I believe." I'd like to also tell you the story about an old Christian gentleman who was spending his last days in the hospital. This man was reading his Bible, and his pastor walked into the room. And when this man saw his pastor, his face lit up and a smile went across his face, and he said to the pastor, "Pastor, listen to this. You are truly my disciple, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Pastor, I've read this passage many times before, but now I can see what it means." And with only a few days left in his life, this good news came to this man as a fresh, new, freeing discovery for him. So there's an important question that we have to ask each and every one of us, not only this morning, but maybe every day of our lives. Am I still blind to the truth, as blind as the man who we heard about in the 9th chapter of John? Or have I made the discovery that this old Christian gentleman did in the hospital in the few days before he died? We celebrate Reformation Sunday, and we hear about Martin Luther. But I want to tell you that Martin Luther was also a diligent seeker of the truth. And for years and years, this truth had eluded him. And to cure his blindness, Brother Martin decided to enter a monastery. And there he said to himself and to everyone else, I guess, maybe here I can be the most devout Christian that anyone could ever be. Maybe here, surely, freedom from my blindness will come by my trying to please God. You see, Martin Luther thought that this would be the way for him to cure his blindness, to please God, and to save his soul. But monastic life made him even more blind by demanding complete discipline and complete obedience. Martin Luther punished his body. He fasted for days on end. He prayed for hours and hours. He went to confession over and over, and all failed to give him the sight that he so desperately needed. And instead of joy and excitement, like this old gentleman in the hospital, or this man who now was face to face with Jesus, instead of joy and excitement, Martin Luther only encountered more pain, more anguish, and more doubt. Now, each year we celebrate this historic anniversary of the Protestant Church. And on October 31st, 1571, Martin Luther, a priest, a pastor, and a theologian, nailed 95 concerns on the church door at Wittenberg University. And each of these statements that was in that paper that he nailed to that door, each of these were described how the church was missing the mark in what it believed and what it practiced. And because of his search for the truth, the reforming light and power of the church was set aflame, and the church has never been the same, as well as history has never been the same. For Martin Luther, this was now the only issue for him. He had narrowed all of this crazy stuff that he was trying to deal with down into one little issue. Do I know Jesus Christ? Not only know about him, but do I know him? It's not enough for me to believe that God gave me Christ for my sin. I must know that God gave me Christ for my sin. And what a great day this new insight was for Luther and for the Christian church. While reading scripture one day, a phrase that he had read like this old gentleman in the hospital. He had read this phrase 100 times, and suddenly out of the pages of the Bible, it leaped up at him. And his eyes were opened, and a burden was lifted from his heart. The just shall live by faith alone. And to this phrase, Martin Luther added one word, alone. His discovery has freed millions from the burden of trying to please God by what we do. Now, I remember serving here for, 9 or 10 months, maybe longer, as your interim a few years ago before Pastor Tim came. So I know you pretty well. I mean, but, let's be honest this morning. How many of us here this morning believe that the more things that we do, the more good things that we do, the more God has to love us? The more good things that we do, the more that God has to love us. You know, such a belief is not faith, but it's a blind misunderstanding of God's grace and plan for our lives. And sad to say, over the years, the Christian faith has become synonymous with church membership, with attending worship services on Sunday or Saturday evening or whenever, and on serving on committees. Oh, the church is famous for that. Some today call that churchanity. Not Christianity, but churchanity. That's a new word that I just coined, okay? Churchanity. Now, don't get me wrong. We all are needed to make the church work. But none of these things will bring us one step closer to the kingdom of God. Yes, we need a beautiful sanctuary. We need a beautiful facility. We need a paved parking lot with lines in it and all of this stuff. All of that's needed. We need caring ministry programs. I mean, thank goodness we have one for our children. But that's just one of many that we need. Our daycare center. What a beautiful caring ministry for this community. We need annual budgets, and we need lots of hardworking committees. But as Martin Luther discovered, the just shall live by faith alone in Jesus Christ and nothing else. Try as we may, there's nothing else that can guarantee our salvation. Only He can. And that guarantee was paid for by the price of His own life. That guarantee cost Him His dignity and His comfort and His security, His body and His blood, His mind and His spirit, all as a guarantee for you and for me, for each of us. And He did it gladly, for there was no other way. One of my favorite passages in the New Testament is found in John 14, where Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by" who? "By me." By me. So no matter how hard we try, no matter how many years we're Lutheran or Catholic or Methodist or Seventh-day Adventist or whatever, there's nothing. There's nothing that can guarantee our salvation. Only Jesus Christ. And only by the grace of God and faith in Jesus Christ are we freed, as we heard in our gospel lesson today, are we freed from our blindness. Glory, alleluia. This should be enough to send us with our umbrellas, as I said last night, with our umbrellas running through the streets. This should be enough to send each of us around the world shouting the good news. The just shall live by faith alone. My friends, if Christ makes us free, we are free indeed. Free to love God, free to serve God, free to live with God forever. My friends, that's the truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Amen. Amen.